Welcome back to the Godcast with Benjamin Shelby, where broken people are made whole. As always, I am your host, Mr. Benjamin Shelby, and it is so good to be back, guys. And I can't even express to you how much I actually have missed the podcast and doing it. And it really has not been because I've forgotten or I've been lazy about it. It's that I really wanted to take a break. Given some of the circumstances that I was going to, I wanted to make sure that this is what God wanted me to do, and I'll get into that stuff a little bit next week on what I've been up to and that kind of stuff. But I do know this, that I am back and that I am pursuing the podcast more than ever in a few different ways. So first off, everything is new. Obviously, new intro music, actually a new complete intro. I got new lights, new microphones, everything is new. I put a new, photo on the, podcast. What's that called? Like canvas art, something like that. All of it's new because the old Godcast is gone. As much as it really was a help to me back then, there really was a lot of things that I needed to work on and to bring it to the next level, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm always going to try to give you the best while giving you what God says and, you know, presenting God's word the best way that I can. And yeah, so that's really what I've been doing. What the podcast used to be was me just preaching, albeit badly preaching most of the time. I couldn't get my words out. I really struggled with articulating what I was trying to say, but it really was me just preaching to the microphone, and it really just was not what I feel God wants me to do now. That's why I took this time off. That's why I've been praying for the 6 months that I've been off to try to make sure what I do is the best quality of content that I can give to you guys and that I can ultimately give to God. And along with new things, though, and trying to be better, I am doing video podcasts, and if you're watching on YouTube right now, first off, thank you for joining. My name is Benjamin Shelby, like I already said, and if you are watching on YouTube, be sure to look down in the description and look at my podcast. I'm on every single podcast platform you can think of. I was looking online today, and there definitely was one podcast company who took my podcast and put it on theirs, even though I didn't put it on theirs. So whether or not that's plagiarism or not, I don't know. I'm on everything. So if you're into podcasts, definitely go to the podcast area, because first and foremost, this is a podcast. Now, if you're on the podcast side, like all of my old podcasting friends, first off, it's nice to see you guys again. Second off, if you are part of the podcast group, be sure to come over to YouTube, click the description, the link in the description, and come to YouTube, because every single day I'm going to release a piece of content, whether or not it's a short, whether or not it's another episode, like an exclusive YouTube episode, I'm not sure, but every single day there will be a new piece of content, maybe give or take some Sundays. I'm really trying to make this my priority now. I'm pursuing it with everything I have now that I know this is what God wants me to do, and it really just feels like this could be, maybe someday, if with your guys' help and the grace of God, this could be a career for me, to talk about God. And I couldn't think about a better way to provide for my family, a hint to the news that's coming next week, than to talk about the Word of God. That would literally just make my heart so happy. So, yes, there is YouTube now. You can watch my face. There's a lot of editing that's going into it. It's going to be really, really professional. I'm putting everything into it. So be sure to click that subscribe button, click the like button, watch till the end so that the YouTube algorithm pushes it out to more people. And maybe someday I can do like live streams and we can talk directly to each other, and that would be really neat, actually. Okay, now, we got all of that new stuff out of the way, and it's time to talk about the new podcast structure. Now, this is a new thing. I've tried to implement structures into the past, and they just really didn't work out that well. This is a new thing, okay? Now, let's get started. I'm going to have three different segments. So I'm going to point out what each one of them are and explain them to you. So the first segment, let's move into that. So the first segment every single week is going to be titled Blessings with Ben. And this is going to be my time to tell you what has happened this past week or since the last time I talked to you guys, and just the way that God has really provided for me in different ways. And I mean, partially is so that I can share it with you, but partially is also for me to remind myself there's always things to be thankful for, and to remind you that there's always things to be thankful for. So it's just a little segment, and it'll be maybe 5 minutes long, to kind of just tell you what I'm thankful for, what's going on in my life, just so we can have a connection. And be sure to leave a comment down below to tell me what you're up to, what your week has been like, and I will always reply. I'll like every single one of them. I'll always reply. And we will just have a good community going here. I'm thankful, part of, speaking of blessings, for this great new hat that I got. Look at that. I got it from a sweet old lady on a motorized cart. I didn't even see it coming. No, I got it from a lady at church, and it's a pretty nice hat, so I decided that maybe she'll watch it someday and see that I'm wearing the hat that she got me. Anyway, now with that out of the way, let's move on to the second segment, and quite possibly the one that I'm most excited to implement. Culture according to Christ. Now what this is me talking about things that I love through a Christian perspective. So that could be, you know, celebrity gossip. It could be like a new law that's been passed. It could be movies. It could be film, or movies and film are the same thing. It could be music. It could be TV shows. It could be literally anything in the pop culture zeitgeist that I want to bring up, that I feel God wants me to bring up, and I can shed a light on it through the scriptures. That's something that I really, really thought about doing full-time, it being like a social commentator. And then God showed me, wait, you can do that through the podcast, and I think it really could be helpful to people. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you have something you want me to comment on through the scripture or in light of the scripture, be sure to send that to me so that we can maybe put it into this segment called Culture According to Christ. And it really is a cool intro, right? I took a little while on that intro. I actually made all of the orchestra music for this too, on like GarageBand or something like that. So it's really exciting. I'm so excited to do this. I'm just excited to get into the podcasting world again. I know I'm talking a lot, but it's so exciting to me. And of course we'll have guests. Of course we'll have different people on all these segments. No matter who's on, we will always go through these three segments to just keep the fun in it. Now, on to the third and the final, for now, segment of the Godcast, which is and it's the message, the one that I really want to leave off on, because no matter what we talk about, no matter all of these do have a Christian worldview, a Christian skin around them to equip you in your everyday life and to equip me in my everyday life. But also, this is straight out of the Word of God. That's what this segment is. Simply God's message that He gave to me, that He worked on my heart with, that I can share to you every single week. And today I did have something, because I know you guys listen to all of this, and there's a lot to it. And next week we really are going to be kicking the podcast into high gear next Friday. But I really did want to share something with you today. And God really wanted me to share it with you, because I opened up my notebook to see some of the notes that I've made. and to see what God might want me to have to talk about. And I look over on this chair that's right next to me, and I look at my paper, and not even joking, my paper was open. Let me see here. Yeah, my paper was open right here to Psalm 71. And my Bible, I didn't do this. I just set my Bible down. It was literally open to Psalm 71. I don't know if the camera's getting that. But yeah, so clearly God wants me to talk about the first five verses in Psalm 71. And we're just going to get started, and I'm going to take off my hat in respect to the Word of God, so my hair is going to be a little bit crazy. In thee, O Lord, Psalm 71 verse 1 says, do I put my trust. Never let me be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. I could go, I really want to pause on verse 5, but those first two verses are really important because it shows, and this is the prayer of an aged man is what it says. I think it's David here. And just something that really stands out to me is David's confidence in what he talks about. David isn't somebody who just says things. He really does mean it, and he does believe that God is going to deliver him. He believes that he's going to help him escape from his troubles. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Again, just his knowledge and his remembrance of what God has brought him through in the past, which we all know David, we know all of the things that God has brought him through, and it really just shows David really did care about God. David was really a man after his own heart. Yes, he messed up, but he really was a man after God's own heart. In verse 4, it says, deliver me, O my God, out of the hands of the wickedness. Well, that doesn't make sense. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hands of the wicked and out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. Verse 5, for thou art my hope, O Lord God, and thou art my trust from my youth. Now, that word hope is what I really want to drive home. Because that word hope really is changed, okay? And it really has changed in kind of the complete opposite way of what David was really meaning here. And what David was intending for it to mean when he wrote it. What is hope? By definition, the word hope has been polluted to imply that we have an earnest, albeit uncertain, desire for something to come to pass. This hope is not the same in verse 5. In fact, hope in scriptures is a more sure statement. As in, hope means you are anticipating what will come to pass. If I tell you I hope something happens, it is not that I know it's going to happen. It's not a surety that it's going to happen. It actually means, well, I have a desire for it to happen, but I'm not sure. That's what hope means in today's age. But when David said, thou art my hope, it was not an earnest desire that he doesn't know if it was going to come to pass or not. No, that was surety. He said, you are my hope, God. You are the only thing to put my hope in. And if you say you hope something, and you put your hope into something, like I say, well, I hope the mailman comes on time because I have to have a package, right? And you say, I sure hope the mailman comes on time. That means that you're putting that trust in the mailman in hopes that he delivers. So if you put your trust in God, you know he's going to deliver. That means that hope is a sure thing rather than something like I'm putting my faith in the mailman to be here on time, which FedEx is never on time. That is what that hope means. And my question to you today is God your hope? Is God your surety? Look, I'm going through some things right now, and I'll talk about it a little bit more next week when we get back into the podcast, that is really life-changing. It really is. And I'm struggling a bit to figure out how to go about it, to figure out how God wants me to go about it. And I need to put my hope in God like David did. And that's the thing. Maybe even the hope is the same definition, where you are earnestly desiring something to happen, but what you put your hope in changes the definition of the word, kind of. Because, like I said, if you put your hope in the mailman, then, you know, it might not happen. If I put my hope into, you know, in the situation that I'm in right now, if I put my hope in myself, I don't know what's going to happen. But I was talking to Pastor today, and when I put my hope in God, that is when it's a sure thing. I know that God's going to pull through. I don't know how he's going to at all, but I do know that he's going to. And that's something so important that I just really want you to get, and that I really needed to get when I read this. And that's what I got for you, is just put your hope in God. What are you putting your hope in? Why do we put our hope in other things? We're putting our hope in something, whether it's yourself, whether it's your money, whether it's, you know, all of these different things. But all things exist inside of God. Like, there's things, and then God, and everything exists inside of God. So why are we putting our hope in these little minute things when God is the one who really deserves the hope, because he's God? And I just really found that convicting in verse 5. And what you put your hope in really does affect you, guys. And it really affects me when I've put my hope in something that shouldn't be there. And it's just something that I really wanted to challenge you with. So I really hope that that did help. Again, this was not a podcast episode. I just felt weird coming on here and not talking something about the scriptures. We're coming in next week with a live episode, okay? Part one of two. I'm going to split this live episode into two. It's a live recording in front of my church that I did, and I really think that God wanted me to share it with you. So, but I'll be here next week. Don't you worry your pretty little face about it. I'm going to be here, and I'm just so excited to be back. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And again, if you're listening on podcasts, be sure to come over to YouTube, but also follow wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe on YouTube. Both of them are so important because they both have different aspects of the podcast. So without further ado, guys, I'll see you next week. This has been the Godcast. Jamming out.